Real talk, if you are in a new relationship, starting to date, when do you ask someone how much they make? When do you get to know what someone else's salary is? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. I was reading that you should be upfront within the first three dates, know how much someone is making.
Three dates?
Like, yes. And I thought, this is insane to me. There's no way. But I also think it's a younger generational thing. Gen Z is more likely to share salaries, update their friends and people they're close with. They think and believe in salary sharing, and it's a little bit more common. And I was thinking about this with Hannah being in a new relationship with her man, Julian. I asked her, so do you know how much he makes?
I do not know how much he
makes. I don't believe
you. Oh, wow.
I'm shocked.
I know. This is very off-brand for me because I'm so nosy that I have to know everything that's going on at all times. But this topic, for a certain reason, I don't know. I don't care how much he makes. I don't really want to dive into how much he makes. He doesn't know how much I make. If he was like really pressing me, I guess I would tell him. But to me, that's just not important right now to know how much he makes.
When do you think you should know?
I feel like maybe I should know when we start splitting finances or something. Like, if that were to happen in the future, then that would be a conversation because I would need to know, okay, how much can you handle?
Yeah, that feel like that's way down the road.
Yeah,
like,
I do
feel
too.
Like,
yeah.
So, AB, when do you think, so you're Gen Z, when do you think you should know how, if you're in a relationship with someone, how much they make?
I almost think that once you've made it official, it's a free-for-all, and you can say it.
Really?
What?
Yes.
So once you're in a committed relationship, you guys should salary
share. Yes, as long as it's
dating?
As long as it's coming up naturally.
How does that naturally come up? Oh,
I like your shirt. How much do you make?
How does that naturally come up?
I don't think it naturally comes up.
If you're like,
I think it does naturally come up because a lot of my good friends, I know how much they make, and it's not a weird thing in our friendship, but it's just come up. You know, we'll be talking and they'll be
talk about work and then it comes up. So that's, I do think it could naturally come up actually.
But I almost think the longer you wait, the more pressure there is. And now it's going to be like a weird thing to be like, well, how much do you make?
I think you should ask questions that matter in your relationship. How much he makes does not matter in
your
relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't change your relationship. You should not be dating someone because of their financial circumstances.
Agreed.
Yeah, and what if, you know, I mean, okay.
Maybe because I've always been broke, I wanted people to think I was sexy.
Well, no, I mean, because all of a sudden, maybe you're in a great relationship, but then you find out this person has, like, a massive gambling debt.
Hey!
Maybe Hannah needs to reveal that.
Hey, this is why I don't want to ask.
So you think that maybe, do you need to know early on? I just think it doesn't change your relationship, so you shouldn't ask those questions. I think it's so interesting that Gen Z shares their salaries. Like, I don't know how much my friends make as a millennial. And AB's like, oh, I know how much my friends make. Why?
Big secret between us when you don't share it.
Why?
Like, it feels like you're keeping something.
Right.
Your salary?
Yeah.
What do you gain
by that?
The
older I get, the less I want to ever talk about money.
I think it's a dangerous world to be in, especially like relationships and significant others and people that you're intimate with, because I do think then what if he makes a ton of money? Then in the back of your head, you're thinking to yourself, like, is she only with me because of my money? Or are they only with me for my money? Or the reversal, they're embarrassed or ashamed of it. I didn't feel like you should establish a real true bond that has nothing to do with money. And then when you go to live together, when you go to actually live together, like Hannah had pointed out and said, okay, we need to understand where we are at financially so we can make financial decisions together. Like how much the apartment we can afford together, what will groceries look like. But if you're not making financial decisions together, then you don't need to know my salary.
Yeah, but that sounds very let's make a deal, because you're getting, when you do the big reveal, you're either going to be, oh, that's awesome, or
the big reveal.
That's it?
You know what I care about when it comes to money and a partner? I care about, do they enjoy their job? I care about that.
Yeah, good point.
I care about their spending habits, whether you have a ton of money or whether you don't have a ton of money. I care that you can save money and be responsible with it, no matter
and I don't loaded or not. I don't disagree with that. I just think that it can be brought up.
You just
sooner.
Feel like you don't want to keep anything from this person. If you're going to be in a committed relationship,
I'm all about transparency, though.
I know. It's so funny weird. To me.
I do think it's an interesting role reversal, but I also think that it makes a little bit of sense, though, that AB would feel this way because AB hasn't been in a relationship for like 6 years.
And yeah. You don't know the game anymore.
I have been out of the game for a long time.
But AB, like, literally doesn't want to get into a committed relationship unless she's willing to go, like, all the way in. She's
absolutely.
Like, you'll know everything about me. And then they run, and then they can't get into a committed relationship for 6 years. 855-444-6342. Such an interesting conversation. When do you financially share how much each other make if you're just dating? Is there anyone out there that are married right now and don't know how much their significant other makes?
Ooh, wow.
Like, I don't even need to know. Who cares? We're married. We're good. I don't know what they make. 855-444-6342. We'll take your calls on this next. We might have figured out a question that Hannah wouldn't ask. We did the impossible. It's the Brett Maga Show. Hannah's in a new relationship, and I just brought this up because you guys have been dating for how long now?
A couple of months.
A couple of months. And I was like, do you know how much he makes? And because I do feel like the younger generation salary shares, and I think there's a benefit to that, and then there's not a benefit to it. Honestly, making sure that one of the reasons I think Gen Z is more likely to salary share is to make sure that there's fair salaries happening.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, like a lot of times companies will, you know, pay somebody more money and they're like, well, if this person doesn't know, I'm going to pay them less.
Yep.
And then when you have transparency, then like, okay, we're going to hold our company to a higher standard. That makes sense. When you're in a relationship, though, and you're friends, I always think it's so interesting that Gen Z shares because I'm like, what do you gain by this? And so the real question I have to ask is, what do you have to gain, and what would you do if you found out and you didn't like the information? Would you leave somebody because they didn't make enough money?
No.
You wouldn't? So then why ask the question? Do you think, though, be honest.
I literally just care if they're happy and they're able to, like, be smart about it. Have to be smart about your money.
AB, would you have trouble dating someone that you made a significant more money than and you felt like could not be the financial, I hate the word breadwinner in the family. I hate that term, but be financially able to carry you through times?
I mean, I don't want to say yes and I don't want to say no because I don't know in the future if I'm like, well, what if I want to be a stay-at-home mom and I need to rely on him to be able to make all the money? I don't really know where my head's at with all of that, but like as I am now, that wouldn't bother me to make more.
That's why I wonder why you asked the question. Like,
another really important thing that I don't think we've brought up yet, I care that they're driven. If they're okay with making like no money and they don't have any aspiration to like reach higher for themselves,
that is an issue.
I don't like that.
Yeah. But so like they don't have to make a lot of money, but like say like they're a garbage man. I don't know. I actually think garbage men get paid pretty
good. Garbage men,
they might make more than us.
Yes.
But say they don't make a lot of money, but they love what they do and they do a service that, you know, like helps people on a regular basis and they're just happy with it. Yeah, that makes a difference. But what about like one of your best friends is getting married to someone who makes a lot of money?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's actually hurt the relationship at times where his income is so much higher that it feels like...
I do think it's weird for her because she comes from a very humble place and he's the complete opposite. So at first, I think it was very difficult because anytime, you know, he's offering to pay for lunch and dinner and all this stuff, she would feel so bad and be like, I can Venmo you and blah, blah. And he's like, no, it's fine. But I think after a while, like, you know, they've combined their income and they're both in it together. So it's just everything is everybody's money. And now it's fine.
See, like, I feel like there's that early stage where you maybe could ask, like, hey, is this thing going to be weird? Do I want to date someone from a higher status or lower status? And everyone has different things they're looking for in a partner, being able to do certain things. Like, I don't think in the early stages of your relationship, maybe under that first year, that one person should be paying for everything. So if you guys go on a trip or travel is important to you and this person's like, yo, I'm broke, I don't have the money, and I can't live the same lifestyle as you, then maybe you should salary share. But I don't actually think you need a salary share. Just be like, hey, like, I'm not someone who can afford to travel all the time. I think is good enough information for me to realize, like,
You don't need numbers for that.
Yeah, like you and I don't really make sense as partners together then because we're not going to have similar hobbies. Like, I like to collect cars. You like to collect Matchbox cars.